I can't say that I'm sorry for the things that we've done. At least for a little while, sir, me and her, we had us some fun. Jury brought in a guilty verdict, and the judge, he sends me to death. Midnight in a prison storeroom, leather straps across my chest. Sheriff, when the man pulls that switch, sir, and snaps my poor head back, he makes sure my pretty baby sitting right there on my lap. They declared me unfit to live, said into that great void my soul be hurled. If you wanna know why I did what I did, I guess it's just a meanness in this world.
Chicken man in Philly last night and blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk they're getting ready for a fight, gonna see what these racket boys can do. Trouble busting in from out of state and the DA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble out on the promenade, the gambling commission's hanging on by the skin of his teeth. Everything dies, that's a fact. Maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair up pretty, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Got a job and I try to put some money away, but I got debts that no honest man can pay. So I took what I had from the Central Trust, and I got us two tickets on that Coast City bus. Everything dies, that's a fact. Maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, make your hair look pretty, and meet me tonight in a one. Everything dies, that's a fact. Maybe everything that dies someday comes back. We'll be right back.
job, but it's hard to find. Down to your...
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Callers threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up, do not provide them with any form of payment or information. Report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
Just by chance, we did meet again, and it carried me back to when. But you turned and passed me by, like you saw me through strangers' eyes. Am I even a memory? Darling, have you forgotten me? In the night, in the dreams you see, am I even a memory? Thank you.
Something happened somewhere in time. Now you're no longer mine. What became of the love we shared? Happiness and the way we cared. Am I even a man?
Of a day passed by when memories don't make me cry. What became of the love we shared? Happiness and the way we cared. Am I even a memory? In the night, in the dreams you see, am I even a memory? Am I even a memory? Darling, have you forgotten me? In the night, in the dreams you see, am I even a memory?
Sometimes I cry like a baby for you to hold me in the night. Other times I push you away from me, 'cause I say that you're holding me too tight. Sometimes I pray for you to save me. Other times I just wanna be left alone. Oh, I must drive you crazy, but I can never get there on my own. All our blue skies are still blue. Oh, sometimes so am I. I've forgotten what I had to say. What's the matter anyway? I guess I'll blame it on the wine. But it happens all the time. Sometimes so am I.
I've forgotten what I had to say. What's the matter anyway? I guess I'll blame it on the wine. But it happens all the time. And sometimes I cry like a baby for you to hold me in the night. And I believe it when you say to me, you say everything's gonna be alright. Yeah, you say everything's gonna be alright. Don't stop holding me too tight.
Forgive him.
Forgive him.
Even crashing in to fill the spaces, emptying some other world. Soon I'll buy a piece of pretty, pretty is as pretty does. Crane and tower coming nearer, under ever over us. Build it. Time.
If you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.
what you wanted. Leave me here haunted by the things, by the things you left behind. Wine glass stained, empty picture frame.
But I don't burden myself with hate. I'm strong and I'm tough, and I've been through enough. Now it's time to retaliate. I won't wear flats to your funeral. I won't wear black to your wake. I'm gonna wear green with an elegant sheen and my hair like Veronica Lake. I'll see you again when you come to your end. You'll look down and I'll look great. I won't wear flats to your funeral. I won't wear black to your wake. that's to your funeral. I won't wear black to your grave. I'm gonna wear red, you're gonna be dead, and I'll give you a finger wave. I'll outlive you, I'll get a new do, whatever's the latest rave. I won't wear flats to your funeral. I won't wear black to your grave. I won't wear flats to your funeral. I won't wear black to your crypt. I'm gonna wear heels and make up your deals when they offer you up as legit. You should have known I could hold my own. You tried, but you must have slipped. I won't wear flats to your funeral. I won't wear black to your crypt. I won't wear black to your crypt. I won't wear black to your crypt.
Start walking.
Part of town built to make you feel there is no up and out, only down in this ugly part of town. And it goes on row after row, slate gray skies, slate gray roofs, slate gray roads, on it goes after row. By a bingo hall and a greyhound track, there's a train station. One platform takes you away, one brings you back to the bingo hall and the greyhound track. And the sun only comes out in Ahmed's store. He's got plantain, bananas, yam and okra, ginger root, and much more. The sun only comes out at Ahmed's store. In this ugly part of town, built to make you feel there is no up and out, only down. In this ugly part of town. But it's beautiful to me. It will always be beautiful to me. Beautiful to me. It will always be beautiful to me. Doesn't help. Waiting at a bus stop, back to the wind, keeping to yourself. The rain, it doesn't help. And there's always lines at the post office, collecting pensions, cashing gyros, buying stamps. It's where most of us meet, in lines at the post office. In this ugly part of town, world to make you feel there is no up and out, only down in this ugly part of town. But it's beautiful.
Maybe you got it, you don't understand yet. Baby, if you want it, I'll be your man. Oh, honey, I got it, and I'm giving it all to you. I'll give it to you, baby, any way you want me to. California women like to take it easy, drinking on the back porch, talking with their hands. We got down and dirty when we made love in the afternoon. I'll give it to you, baby, any way you want me to. We can do all the things we do, like we used.
It's your land. day for you and me.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Republicans have yet again failed to elect a Speaker of the House, despite being poised to take control and swear in their new elected members like George Santos, who has not actually been sworn in yet, even though he said he was. We'll get to that later. Despite the endorsement of the failed former President Donald Trump, Kevin McCarthy has lost again and again and yes, again. That makes it six total times. And this exposes, number one, the complete inability to actually lead and get things done productively, even in the easiest of circumstances, like we have control, let's pick a speaker. It exposes increasingly the potentially dwindling power and prestige, to the extent that there was ever prestige, of the MAGA portion of the Republican Party. And it also raises real national security questions. When you don't have a speaker, there are national security risks. We will talk about that later as well. Rolling Stone reporting McCarthy loses again despite nod from Trump. The House of Representatives has rejected the California representative for a fourth and probably not final time on Wednesday, subsequently rejecting him a fifth time and then a sixth time. And then the voting set to pick back up again today. I'm sure by the time you listen to today's program, we may know more. There may have been more votes. Now, the despite the nod from Trump is very interesting. Today's Thursday. Yesterday was Wednesday. On Tuesday, when the first votes for McCarthy failed, NBC News went to Trump and said, "Do you still support McCarthy?" And he didn't respond. Much later on in the day, Trump spoke to people, presumably checked out what Tucker Carlson was saying, Sean Hannity and others. And then he issued on Wednesday morning the following, not reluctant, but not exactly the most ringing endorsement of Kevin McCarthy, saying on Truth Social,
Truth Central,
quote, "Some really good conversations took place last night, and it's now time for all of our great Republican House members to vote for Kevin, close the deal, take the victory, and watch crazy Nancy Pelosi fly back home to a very broken California. The only speaker in U.S. history to have lost the House twice. Republicans do not turn a great triumph into a giant embarrassing defeat. It's time to celebrate. You deserve it. Kevin McCarthy will do a good job, maybe even a great job. Just watch." Not exactly a full-throated endorsement, and it appears not to have quite been enough, not to be quite enough, to get Kevin McCarthy over the finish line. Now, I wrongly assumed yesterday that it would become less and less entertaining each time that Kevin McCarthy lost, each time that Kevin McCarthy failed. It has actually become more entertaining each time because he seems increasingly exasperated and desperate. Now, at this point, there are discussions of, should Democrats make a deal with Republicans to vote present rather than to vote for Hakeem Jeffries, who Democrats have been completely united behind? The idea being, or to abstain from voting altogether. And the idea here is, Democrats aren't going to vote for a Republican for House Speaker, but would Democrats help lower the threshold from the 218 needed votes lower so that maybe 212 gets Kevin McCarthy the numbers that he needs? I don't believe Democrats should do this. The idea that now it is Democrats who have to come to the rescue of Republicans because somewhere between 10 and 20 MAGATs in the House are holding the speakership hostage, it is not for Democrats to fix that. Now, I recognize there are national security risks to not having a speaker, but that's on Republicans. And I hope that Democrats don't do that. The counterpoint would be, are there six Republicans